Hello everybody, and welcome to How to Create a Website the Right Way for Beginners, Part 5. And at this point, we have our whole layout set up. We're using include files, external CSS. We want to make sure our layout, at this point before we add anything to the header of the pages or any menu systems, that it validates at W3C. So let's go there now. You can just go to Google search, website validation, or any search, and let's put in our URL. webintersect.com. Check. Beautiful. I have the green light. I passed. Now it says I can add this to my website to show. It says you may display this icon on any web pages that validates to show your readers that you have taken the care to create an interoperable web page. So let's grab that. I don't really need the P tag. I just want the A. P tag is a paragraph tag, which you don't really need. So down here in the include footer, I'm going to go and put where it says validation links, go into the code view there, right there in that div. I'm going to put a couple of line breaks there. Line 3, I'm going to put in that little linky poo they gave me. And next to that, I'm going to put a couple of spaces. In Dreamweaver, you can just press Control Shift Space. Put a few spaces in there. Let's go back to the validation service. Let's check our CSS. It says validating CSS style sheets. If you use CSS in your document, you can check it using W3C CSS validation service. Let's do that now. Put your website's URL or any page that you want to check into that field. Press check. And congratulations, no CSS errors. So I want to show people that too. I've taken the time, even though I don't have much on my site yet. It's not much really to be validated, but it's handy now. This way, let's make sure these have a border of 0. This one as well. Because if they're links and you don't have a border of 0 on them, they're going to have that ugly blue link border around them. So now let's save that include footer file. Let's go to FileZilla again and FTP that include footer file back up. I'll show you what that does. Now, I'll show you why it's handy to do this at this early stage in the process. Let's go back to WebIntersect. There we go. Now, let's refresh. On the bottom, you see we have two links now. Two image links. One that goes to validate this website's URL. Any page that it's on. So if this is on the contact page, the about us page, the inventory page, it's going to check that page because of the code that's used. Here you can see it's referring to the referrer, which means whichever page it's asking for. And also the same with the CSS, I do believe. Let's see. Check referrer. Yes. So with the CSS, it'll do the same thing. Let's check it. So now, even anybody else who's visiting your website can click that little icon and say, wow, that's pretty impressive. He's got an interoperable website. Not many people support these icons. You know why? Because not many people can know how to program a website that looks good that then they can support these icons on. Even develop PHP, I had it validating for 2 years straight. I switched hosts like 3 weeks ago, and now all of a sudden it doesn't validate. I'm going to have to change a little bit of the code. And I think it has something to do with my PHP ini file or maybe my htaccess file getting switched a little bit. But it's no big deal. Develop PHP, pretty much the whole thing, almost the whole site validates. There's a few things on it right now that make it not validate. And it's a pretty banging looking site. And so is this one. This one's going to be awesome looking. And I'm going to make sure that this one validates the whole time, all through production. After I put menus, headers, page content, I'm going to keep these here and make sure my site validates the whole time. Now, I'm going to check in Safari, Firefox, Chrome, and Internet Explorer to make sure it looks exactly the same in all four of those. Well, derp. I don't know why I said Internet Explorer, because I'm in Internet Explorer right now. Press Control-C on my URL there. Let's minimize Internet Explorer. Let's open up Safari. So I don't have to check Internet Explorer, since that's the one I use mostly. I know a lot of people knock me for using it. mainly. But I use all of these suckers. When I'm designing sites, I use all the major browsers to check it, see what it looks like, all my pages in all of them browsers. Pop that URL in, press enter, and here come the graphics. There we go. Now, any page you go to, this header file is loaded in, and all these graphics are loaded into cache. The person's browser cache. Let's go to about.php. You see? It didn't even have to load that header back in. It's super fast. Go back to the home page. Refresh it. Super fast. That's a fast loading site. And it validates. So we got Safari. Check. Let's go to Firefox. Man, Firefox takes a long time to load. I hate Firefox. Since I'm sitting here waiting on it, I might as well say I hate it. Well, I got nothing else to do. Yeah, I really don't like Firefox. You know why? Look at the text. Watch this. I'm gonna show you guys something. Let's go to homepage, Google's homepage in Internet Explorer. Look at the text. It's nice, huh? It's crispy. It's just like it should be. Safari, it looks even better. Look at Firefox. Why does the text look so crappy? Even on the buttons, look at that S. I'm gonna zoom in with the camera. Look at that S. Now look at Internet Explorer. Look at that S. All the text looks a lot smoother and cleaner. Just from a designer's point of view, I don't like Firefox. Just for that fact alone, that it makes my text look like crap. So, let's go to our URL in Firefox. A lot of developers like to use Firefox because they're super geeks, but they don't understand that most of their clients are using Chrome and Internet Explorer. I hate to tell you. Okay, so we passed in Firefox. Now, last one is Chrome. It all loads up. There you go. Now you go to the About page. Mine's taking a little longer to load into the browsers because I have several programs that are connected right now that are, for instance, I'm uploading a video to YouTube. My wife's on the other computer in the living room sucking up bandwidth playing Farmville on Facebook. All kind of crap. That's why if you see any these this image taking a second to load, that's why that's happening. Normally it's super fast. You can go to Web Intersect right now and see how fast it'll load. And once that header's loaded in, any page you go to, it doesn't have to reload it. You see? You refresh it. Boom. Okie dokie. So we'll see you in part 6, where we will add some things to the page, and I think part 6 we'll call it quits, unless you guys are real hooked on this series and you want to see more cool stuff that I might add to my site. Maybe we can go a little farther. Who knows? Bye bye.